How would you describe what your time at Douglas is in terms of your later life?
The only thing that was really new to me was at least in England, but if you accepted God, do your best, then that's what I did. Mm-hmm. One thing that taught me to stick to something, that was the main thing. To stick to everything you accomplish with me, I didn't know.
Did you have any kind of a sense that the war brought opportunities in employment like that had not existed before?
It did. It did. I know it did for the Negro people, because many of them didn't have really good paying jobs. They got for their union until the war came along. And they were trained, many of them were skilled in going related to engineering and other things, other than just, you know, manual labor, hard labor.
Have you, any time, throughout the years, been involved in political activities or community groups or politics in general,
that kind of thing? No, not really. A couple of times I was dancing with the Asian campaign for people that were running for office here in town, and I refused. In the first place, I didn't really know that much about them. I didn't really go into things. I felt that they were qualified for the offices they held. I really didn't think of them. I was just on the pole a couple of times, but that's about it.
Yeah. If you had a granddaughter, if you have a granddaughter, what kind of things would you want to say?
Oh, the best that life could offer. Yeah. Mainly, really, happiness and contentment and, the opportunity to do whatever she felt that she wanted to do in life. And but the main thing I would insist on, go to school. Because more doors are open for you with that piece of paper. I don't care whether you actually know how to do something or not. But you just sit inside the door with that piece of paper.
Can you tell me about your son?
Well, let's see. The oldest one, well, he's kind of a loner. He's been that way most all of his life. When he makes up his mind to do something, he goes back and he will do it. And I guess I had talked to education to him, but I must say that is what he did. He went on to school. He graduated from Whittier and then went into the Naval Air Force and went through that Pensacola with his training, and when he was on midway between he came back home and started working, and he's a professional representative from North Scotland on the pharmaceuticals. Plus, he also works with real estate. And his wife is a physical therapist. And I think he's an instructor, a physical therapist. And I'm not, sure. Anyway, he works on his neck because I think he did it. But his youngest son only went 1 year to college, and then he got a job working, and he decided the money was more expensive than I could be there. He said, the older son loves to read, he reads everything and anything that comes along. As a youngster, he liked to be read to from the Encyclopedia Britannica, not the little children's book. The younger son took it and left. He said, never heard of it. That's something that he was interested in, like the mechanics manual, like this. Now he'll read all of these. Now this is an old one, I hear this. But he has notes on here. So that's what he reads. Oh, and the National Geographic magazine he has those too. And I'd love them for you too. Have a big collection of them.
Does he live at home too?
The youngest one, yeah. We left for a while. We decided he didn't like to conform to that. He said he got tired of dates and eggs and bacon and dates and eggs and bacon.
Is there anything that we haven't talked about that I haven't asked you?
Mm-hmm.